All right, and that was Raekwon, Ghostface, Method Man, Capadonna, all from the Wu-Tang Clan, but that was technically Raekwon with Ice Cream off of his seminal Mafioso rap record, Only Built for Cuban Links. Him and Ghostface, that is a groundbreaking LP with so many great tracks and just really slanged out rhyme schemes, and it's got like a movie feel to it because there's all these scripts in it and like little small skits in between the songs, and it's got a very mafioso kind of drug trade feel to it with a lot of the themes of violence and cocaine and drugs and the mafia, and over some really dope beats from the RZA. One of my favorite hip-hop albums, Only Built for Cuban Links. And then before that was also the Wu-Tang Clan. That time it was off of their solo LP, Enter the 36 Chambers. Classic. I mean, can you beat that? I mean, that is, I mean, if someone said, you know, play me hip-hop, what is hip-hop? I'm on record. You play on that, you're good to go. And that was Can It All Be So Simple? Which is coincidentally enough, because of the next song I played after, that one is also a very heavily Raekwon and Ghostface track. And I mean, everyone in the Wu-Tang Clan has something unique and special to offer, and they all have their own little quirks and nitpicky things and whatever, and they all have different attributes, but Ray and Ghost are definitely two that are towards the top in my eyes. Both fantastic, but everyone in the Wu-Tang Clan is. And then before that was Can, a seminal experimental art rock band. I think they hailed from Germany. I'm almost certain on that, but don't take my word for it. And that was them with Vitamin C off of their biggest album, Egg by Mossy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but who cares? And then before that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with Slave Driver, off of their first album. It kind of gets undershadowed, I would say, or overshadowed, excuse me, by a lot of other songs and albums by Bob Marley later in his career, you know, like One Love and Three Little Birds and Buffalo Soldier and No Woman, No Cry, which are all fantastic, but his first record with the Wailers is just some really, really fantastic, authentic reggae music, and that was Slave Driver. And then before that were two songs by The Replacements. I Will Dare was the first one, which was followed by Favorite Thing, both of which are off of Let It Be, their 1984 classic record, and I really love those two tracks. It's got a great mixture of kind of a hardcore punk feel with also some really nice 60s classic pop melodies. Really, really great songwriting The Replacements had, and yeah, they were a great band. So you are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. The clock has now struck 2. It is 2:02 now, so we are in our second hour of this two-hour installment of Welcome to the Machine. And I've got a lot more great tracks for you guys coming for the rest of the night. Just a preview for the anyone that's listening, aka the zero of you, possibly one, I don't know. We have got Coming Your Way, The Beatles. We have got Funkadelic. We have got Television. We've got The Talking Heads. We've got The Congos. We've got Leonard Cohen. So we got a very eclectic mix in this next hour, but all great tunes. So just stay on this station, and without further ado, here are The Beatles.
The kisses made a comeback. Sign insufficient blood. Can you get to that? I want to know. I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get to that?
And your loving days are done. A text you signed with the love and kiss a later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that.
You know we had the baddest motherfucking unit back in the days, kid. You know that. You know what I'm saying? I miss all my niggas though, believe me, and I'll never forget none of them. Suit, tie, ring, size, you know what I'm saying? Heady motherfucking orderly wild ass niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, this shit is wild, bro. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Word up. You know what I'm saying? So you let my shit go at the count of three, though. You know what I'm saying? Fake niggas stole shit in they drinks. Club nights, we snatch links, politic, Africans and chinks. Wild world of sport niggas snort coke by the seconds. Niggas projects filled with fiends injecting morphine. The guard seem more green in upstate. Cousin Reek almost got hit with 14. Chill, Paul, the guard'll be a star when you come home. Like bones and let you rock my 3G stone. So see, cousin, yo, I was working. Cats, I'm jerking. In uptown, these niggas acting like they hurting. Keys, 24 a brick. Colombians be on some bullshit. That's why Poppy got hit. Stay tuned, word up. I hope to see you in June. By the way, I seen your bitch. She was up in this catch room. Skeet up, weed the fuck up. To top it off, look beat up. With two crack fiends hugging your seat up. I took care of that, though. But don't worry about it. I got your back, though. Yeah, why is my niggas always yelling that broke shit? Let's get money, son. Now you wanna smoke shit. Chill, girl. Yo, the sun don't chill at all. What's the name's mathematics, son? Fly like cashmere. Last year, my team caught bodies in Grassmere. Hit a store owner named Mike Livonia, Italiano. Slanted eye, banging the fat Milano. Selling coke right out the bottle sometime. A nigga bought nines to test with mines. Crazy beast buying keys in Greece. Was a rich nigga. Picture the nigga without dope figures. Condo with his chick, rocking a gold figure. Mafia flicks, tying up tricks was his main hobby. Teaching to see Wu-Tang karate. Mixing drinks in clubs, heavy chest with mini minks. Nighttime rolling with smicks, extra live. He claimed he couldn't die. Top rank, 16 shots in his fist. In his pet piranha, he named the marijuana smoking ganja. Calling his weed by Sandra. Claiming New York was ancient Babylon. Where the sky stayed the color of gray. Like Heron, I can't front though. Truckloads of endo, soon to blow slow. His ass is out now, tally ho. Why's my niggas always yelling that broke shit? Let's get money, son. Now you wanna smoke shit? Chill, girl. Yo, the sun don't chill at all. What's today's mathematics, son? Knowledge, girl. Why's my niggas always yelling that broke shit? Let's get money, son. Now you wanna smoke shit? Chill, girl. Yo, the sun don't chill at all. What's today's mathematics, son? Knowledge, girl. Yeah, why's my niggas always yelling that broke shit?
Raekwon and Ghostface Killah with Knowledge God, once again off of their seminal LP, Only Built for Cuban Links. This beat is so dope. Okay, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. The hour is now 2:19, so we still got another 40 minutes of great tunes. Before that, which was Knowledge God, we heard Can You Get to That by Funkadelic off of Maggot Brain. Came out in 1971, I think. Such a classic track, really mellow, but kind of thought-provoking and introspective, and I love that acoustic guitar melody. It's just really soothing, funky at the same time. They made great music. And then before that was Caetano Veloso, a fantastic artist out of Brazil. Once again, classic 70s acoustic work, incredibly soothing, really beautiful melodies and harmonies in his music. And that was You Don't Know Me off of his breakthrough LP, Transa. And he's a star in Brazil. You know, he's revered all around that country. But he never really got widely popular in the United States, which I think is a shame because his music is really beautiful, and it really just it transports you to his homeland. If you want me to be honest, I mean, it's just very very. Not only is it's very detail oriented, and it's got a very nice foreign Latin feel to it, and I find it super soothing and pretty. And then before that was The Beatles, once again, with I Am the Walrus. That's a John song off of their movie/film/album project, The Magical Mystery Tour, which came out 1967, the same year, right after Sgt. Pepper. So, without further ado, let's keep these tunes rolling. Here we are with a little bit of The Congos with Open Up the Gate. Enjoy.
Hallelujah.
Don't let me down.
Hesitating.
All right, and that was Television with Marquee Moon off of their album of the same name. And that track is just such an epic. I mean, not only is it 10 minutes and 38 seconds long, which is staggering in its own right, but I mean, within that amount of time, the things that are going on and the drum changes and the guitar solos and the intricate kind of call and response fashion in which the guitars are played, it's just, it's such a marvelously executed track, and it's really, really unique, and I have nothing but great things to say about that band, in particular that album. I mean, I'm not really sure if they did much before or after that album. I don't think, I mean, they're known for Marquee Moon, and rightfully so, because that's one of the finest records of all time. And then before that was Don't Let Me Down, once again, the Beatles. That's one of my favorite Beatles tracks that came out in the Abbey Road Let It Be era. It's one of their last recorded songs as a band. And I mean, you can hear, like, you can hear their solo careers in that song, you know. I mean, you can hear them, that sound, that kind of really laid back, chill, but kind of deeper, more introspective rock tunes are, you know, all over John Lennon's solo albums, as they are on Paul McCartney's and even George Harrison's. I mean, and that song is amazing. And then before that was the Congos with Open Up the Gate. And the Congos are a fairly unknown group. They are, I think they're from Jamaica, which would make sense because they're straight up reggae. And what makes the Congos unique is their harmonies. They were one of the first and only reggae groups to really emphasize the importance of harmonizing and having different vocal textures and tones. And they have a really sweet, beautiful sound to their songs. And that was Open Up the Gate. And then before that, like I said, was Knowledge God by Raekwon and Ghostface. So I've got a few more songs for you tonight. It is now 2:41, and I'm going to play a few more tunes, and then I'm going to close out the show tonight with a little poem that I wrote about the nighttime. So stay tuned for that. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO. So without further ado, excuse me, let's keep these tunes rolling with a little Talking Heads. Enjoy.
Take a look at these hands. mention it. No thanks. I'm a different man.
Let's sing another song, boys. This one has grown old and bitter. His fingernails, I see they're broken. His ships, they're all on fire. The moneylender's lovely little daughter, ah, she's eaten with desire. She spies him through the glasses from the pawn shops of her wicked father. She hails him with a microphone that some poor singer just like me had to leave her. She tempts him with a clarinet. She waves a Nazi dagger. She finds him lying in a heap. She wants to be his woman. He says, yes, I just might go to sleep, but kindly leave, leave the future, leave it open. He stands where it is steep. Ah, I guess he thinks that he's the very first one. His hands upon his leather belt now, like it was the wheel of some big ocean liner. And she will learn to touch herself so well as all the sails burn down like paper. He has lit the chain of his famous cigarillo. Oh, they'll never ever reach the moon. At least not the one that we're after. It's floating broken on the open sea. Look out there, my friends. And it carries no survivor. But let's leave these lovers wondering why they cannot have each other. Sing another song, boys. This one has grown old and bitter. La la la.
La la la.
And that was the immortal Leonard Cohen, excuse me, with Sing Another Song, Boys, off of his fantastic record, Songs in the Love of Hate. Songs of Love and Hate. And then before that, a band or group that needs absolutely no introduction, the Beach Boys, with the first song off of Pet Sounds, Wouldn't It Be Nice, which I personally think is just one of the most beautifully constructed pop songs ever. The bridge in that song, the transition from the second chorus into the bridge, I think is my favorite moment in all of music, and I'm gonna say that pretty firmly. And then before that was The Talking Heads with the first song off of their seminal album, Remain in Light. That was Born Under Punches, a fantastic, fantastic tune. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Remember to tune in on every Sunday morning from 1 to 3 a.m. where I'll be spinning some of my favorite tunes. And now I'm going to turn it over to Daniel and Nicole, who have a great show coming up for the next hour. So thank you all for listening, and have a great rest of your weekend. Good night.
Is flowing through my back.